Sonny Beal?
I don't know the proper protocol for addressing you folks, so please excuse me if I offend anybody. And I'm not used to speaking in front of people. And I'm very short. I come here as a representative of Washington County and also as a member of First Nations people. Obviously, I hope you have understood the gravity of this situation today where people are talking about the importance of seaweed as a habitat for other critters. And it cannot just be replaced. It takes a long time to replace it. One of the things I've wanted to ask, I grew up with a mother who had me in tow handing out brochures for Barry Goldwater. I've been in politics for a long time. And one of the things I've learned is when somebody who has something to gain monetarily from something instigates to start waving red flags. And I wanted to know why Washington County was drugged into this specifically. And I can't answer the lady. I'm sorry about that. But I would like to address that I have seen for all these people that say, oh, we're going to, of course, we make our living from this. We're going to treat this nicely. I've seen kids come in. I work at the Lubeck Hardware Store. And I've seen people that are take twigs off of fir branches to make wreaths. And they don't have said, I don't care. Literally take a trunk and go, and that is what they give for tips. They've just destroyed that tree. It will never give you tips back again. A good friend of mine, neighbor, went out and reseeded an area so that she could come back and have wrinkles to pick. But somebody came along and drug out the rockweed. There's no wrinkles there left. Now, this person didn't just come and get this rockweed to put on their garden. I know it was for monetary gain. And I don't know which one of the people paid them. I don't give a hoot. But obviously, they got monetary gain for it, and they did not do it correctly. She went out to get money so she could put oil in her oil tank, and there was nothing to pick there when she took the time and the money to seed the place for periwinkles. So I want you to keep this in mind, that people who have money to gain from stuff, you might want to keep an eye on them. Please also as well, we don't have any accountability measures put in place. As I said, these places were, rockweed was removed from them. There are other species, as Shep said, there's other species that are not in here. I don't want to just bring out the rockweed, but I'd like you to make sure that you do protect what is there and keep it there for future generations. Thank you.
Are there any questions from the committee? Thank you very much.
Thank you.